Now we would like to solicit questions, so we will fetch you a microphone. So please raise your hand and please limit your question to one at a time. Thank you.
My name is Kikuchi from Deutsche Securities. I have three questions. Well, in terms of renewal rate within the United States, well, automatic renewal is going to be halted. And when did it stop? And what was the performance for the month of January, let's say? It just have been incepted. So I don't have the specific date here with me, but this is going to be evaluated by a third party. So ultimately, whether legally this is viable or not is what we are doing at the moment. So this month, starting from January, we don't have that data with me. So I mentioned about 1 billion yen, that is the estimate, a projection of the impact. So in the past, in terms of the renewal of before automatic renewal, with the automatic renewal inception, the renewal rate have gone up. But as I've said, part of the customers, they have renewed it, but they have forgotten it. So coming to this, we believe we would see reduction of the sales by 1 billion. Well, automatic renewal, when? Well, what percentage shift have you seen with the inception automatic renewal? 10%, it went up by 10% with the introduction of automatic renewal. So originally, what was the percentage? Well, we have not publicized the number, but it have gone up by 10%. Oh, okay. So if there is an impact with this renewal, well, this term and next term, I'm hoping that this will be concluded within this term, because the legal structure for the renewal, this is too extreme. And further, there are some, like, not knowing that you have renewed it maybe after three clicks. I don't know whether or not the renewal is going to be part of, maybe, you know, maybe showing the credit card, it was automatically renewed without knowing that you had been renewed. So we have to undo those areas. And this term, this impact will be the most significant, I think, impact. But in terms of the pre-gap, the booking, it's going to be significant. Yes, that's right, post-gap. So it's going to be next term, so I don't think that will be an impact. And second question, the next quarter, the sales is going to go up, and you're hoping that it will go up. The next quarter, well, in terms of April and June, do you have a bright picture going forward, or is there going to be more weight towards the end of the quarter? One thing is that the solution, when will we be able to define the solution that will have an impact on the sales and revenue? But the consumer and SMBs, the SMB customers, it depends upon economic situation. With the European crisis recovering or overcoming, we have seen the upward trend towards Nikkei average. But maybe the second half, we are hoping the economy will turn up for the better. So that's what we are hoping. So image per annum is the sales, and the profit will go up on a yen-denominated basis. So that's what you are seeing. In terms of the flat in performance. And in terms of the expense operating, the guidance for the first half is 17.9 billion. And the first quarter, it was 17.7 billion in terms of 70.7 billion for the fourth quarter. In terms of what you have said, the effect or the adjustment of the exchange rate, there was a royalty that has gone up. So it was 17.5 billion, around that figure, 17.5 billion, I think, in terms of the numbers. So you're starting to see a further increase in this number. And where would you see an increase? And in terms of the exchange rate, compared to the previous year, in terms of the sales, in terms of the operating expense, there is going to be a downward pressure for this. So the first quarter, we've seen an increase, and if that's the case, structurally, your company, I think, have made a lot of expense, operating expense, like 2 years ago. And this quarter, I don't know if you have made any adjustment in terms of curtailing this. As you have said, structurally, we are seeing increase in expense. This is a human resources expense. As I've said earlier, it's centered around on human resources. The salaries, the reason why the situation is so is that for us, new technologies, new product, and innovative solution, we are making major investment. So we need to have a skill set that can keep up with this. And the world is really talking about cloud, and cloud is the centerpiece of discussion, and limelight, and securing good people for cloud and retaining them. We have to make investment. So that's what we are thinking. Well, last year, we tried to offer some measures, but for human resources cost, we had to make an investment rather than curtailing them. The first quarter, the marketing licensing costs and all of them will not be included. There are some first quarter minor, yes, but it's not a large bulk sum. Like 100 million yen or so would be the number, so it's not going to be a large sum. So that is it. Okay, thank you very much.
Any other question?
Any other question?
I
am Miyachi of Morgan Stanley. I have three questions altogether. Firstly, I want to confirm from this time you have pre-GAAP data. And in terms of a comparison with bookings, I guess conceptually it is pretty similar. And so what is the difference between the bookings number and the pre-GAAP number? Okay, then I will try. In terms of the bookings number, we have a pre-GAAP instead. And in the past, we didn't because it was not audited. And that was the reason why we came up with the bookings number. And so sales and cash flow increase and decrease, if you combine those two numbers, we can get the bookings. And we thought that you can verify the numbers. But as mentioned by Mr. Negi, it actually is impacted by the closing rate. And we had the bookings based on yen. And but, of course, we have the bookings in the U.S. as well as in Europe. We do have the numbers, but then those are the pieces of information that are not that reliable. Therefore, even though it is not audited, in order to show the real picture of where we stand right now, we believe that pre-GAAP is the answer. And say, in terms of the Japanese bookings, in terms of yen denominated, the number between the bookings and pre-GAAP will be the same. The only difference will be the consumer. We have the allowance for the returns, and in terms of pre-GAAP, it is not included. So that will be the only differentiating factor, but otherwise, bookings and pre-GAAP will be the same if you only talk about the Japanese market, per se. So conceptually, it is the same. Okay, then let me confirm once again. Say you have the dollar-denominated number, and in terms of the previous form, i.e. the bookings, you have the growth indicated in the previous paper, and the characteristics of those numbers are the same? Yes. In terms of the first quarter sales forecast, would you please elaborate on it? In the there will be a decrease of 1.5 billion in the fourth quarter because there was an extraordinary expense. I guess in terms of 2009, right after the Lehman shock, there has been a dramatic decrease. And I don't really understand why there is such a decrease of 1.5 billion. Well, it all boils down to the consumers. We have the renewals, and all in all, in terms of the consumer market, the situation is not rosy. And I believe that that trend will continue in the first quarter. So that's the most important factor. And in terms of SMEs, those are a volume business, and it all depends whether we can close all the deals or not. That's questionable. So we took a very conservative stance. But the major factor is the consumer business status quo. So in terms of the consumers, they are very price sensitive, or are you saying that there is not much demand? Both. And so in terms of the units that are sold, we are decreasing in volume of sales. So of course, we will be impacted by that. And also in terms of the renewal, we will be impacted in a negative way again. And if the market shrinks, then there will be a price competition. It is not the price erosion per se, but then the commission you pay to the channel will vary. And if we pay rebate, and if we increase that, that will reduce our revenue. Okay, this is a question to Eva. You have been using the word winning and winning and winning. And when we see a baseball game, the situation is such that if you see an increasing score, you can say that that team is winning. But then you are losing in the numbers. So when can we really tangibly feel that you are indeed winning? And so instead of quarterly by quarterly basis, maybe next year or 2 years down the road, if you can get back to a track of two-digit growth, I think you can say that you are winning. Can you give me mid to long-term forecast?
Yeah, I think winning is defining by what do you mean by win. And that's why I saying that we're winning in where we want to win. We believe the cloud security is where the future is. And like Mahendra-san mentioned that, for instance, yeah, consumer products has account for about 35% of our revenue, and it's a lot of it, the profit come from there. But if you look at the consumer business, the PC, PC shipment is not increasing, and I think in the first two quarters, before Microsoft ship their Windows 8, there will be a lot of delay in purchasing and upgrading of the PC software and PC, even the PC hardware itself. So on those two, it's really the consumer business and small business part is very hard for us to predict or say it's a winning place if that battle is where we want to win. Right now, if we jump into there and just compete, we say free. We give free. We can say we're winning. We're winning a lot of user. But is that what we want to win? Right? So I think when I say winning, I really mean that Trend Micro want to be our goal is we want to be number one in cloud security. And we are winning on that road that we're planning to be. The number, the first chart I show you, this one, the chart, the total number of our cloud security product related revenue is small, is still small in terms of our total $1 billion revenue whole year. But I feel it's almost like a small nuclear cell. It's very small, but you never can predict when it explodes how big it can be. So that's all I can say.
いいですか。他にご質問ございますでしょうか?
Any other question? Please.
Mitsubishi.
My name is Tanaka of Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley. I have two questions. One question is that the automatic renewal. Well, let's say, well, you say California State. The other companies are also under the same regulatory means. Well, this is the cloud section, so not applied to other companies, only our company. Well, other companies, they may not disclose this information, so we may not know. But from our perspective, well, there's nothing that we have offered complicated on the website. I don't know what other companies are doing. But when you go to court and litigation, it does not become a good logic. Well, they do it, so why should we not? Would not be a good logic. So your website, you have to rectify it. So for us, it's only us. For maybe there are other litigation, we don't know. In terms of what you have discussed in the past, the automatic renewal, there are some special notification. And the other companies, it was very difficult to look. And it's very cunning in a sense that they don't reveal it too explicitly. Well, really, that's one choice to take that kind of measure. But although there's a litigation, if you continue on doing so, for the litigation, there are 50 people or maybe 100 people. And if we lose, all the U.S. few hundreds of customers will have to do the same thing. So it's a between risk and return, looking at the risk and the return, maybe if there's a loss, one-time loss, but if we lose, and in wider audience, if we have to go back and redo everything, it's going to be a numerous, tremendous amount. So I think that risk is too big for us. Okay, thank you. And the second question is that the Q1 guidance in terms of the cost, what you have mentioned, let's say the marketing costs, let's say with the alliance of Dell, the quarterly payment, you have reviewed that and reduced the actual amount. And in terms of human resources, does this cost go up so much? Is the question I have. In the new fiscal year, like a base up is something that you have done, or what is the reason for the increase of the expense? Well, as you have said, that's one impact. In other words, looking at the transition of the salaries and human resources, it's not increasing, but it's not reducing. So for us, it's not the customers is reducing. That's not the fact. Part of the human resources in our company is utilized in order to support existing customers of ours. So that's something that we will not be able to curtail the expense. For new solution, new customers, we would need to hire some new people, or somebody inside will be allocated to do that work. So that is an also expense that needs to be allocated. So with the reduction of sales, if you're going to curtail the number of headcounts, as I've said, that's the final, ultimate solution. If there's no future for us, maybe that's something that we will resort to. But as I've been pointed out, we still have an opportunity to grow our sales and revenue. So therefore, we're not cutting down on the number of headcounts for the time being. So that is our approach. Okay, thank you very much. And just as I referenced the other companies in terms of auto renewal, 2008 or 2009, Symantec and McAfee, both in this, it's not a class action, but in New York, state of New York, there was similar automatic renewal methodology. Special penalty has been implemented or imposed to these companies. So that's what I know of. Any other question?
Person sitting in the front. I am Eguchi of Merrill Lynch. I have two simple questions. Firstly, in the first quarter sales assumption, if you have the breakdown between Japan and the U.S. regarding enterprise and consumer, what is your take on the growth? They say on my slide, we have the assumption of Q1 in terms of Japan and Europe, what kind of forecast we have regarding those regions have been indicated. And in terms of the breakdown between enterprise and consumer, we believe that consumer will be in a tougher situation. And in terms of U.S., do you think that the enterprise will turn positive as compared to the previous year? Yes, that's our expectation. Okay, secondly, the sensitivity toward the FX. In terms of euro, I do understand that you are not impacted that much, but this time you have been impacted much by dollar. So please tell me your sensitivity. You mean 1 year down the road? No, first quarter. What is the impact on the sales and net income if the FX goes up and down by 1 yen? Well, we have the previous fiscal year's dollar-based sales, and you see in the appendix, and if you use the FX to change it to yen, what will it be? That's all indicated. And in terms of the net income, it's more complex. And so it's not simple like 1 yen up or down in terms of exchange rate vis-a-vis dollar. Of course, we have to factor in the operating expenses as well. So we'll not be impacted. Well, in terms of the first quarter, the FX and the net sales decrease will be the impact on the decrease of net income. Yes, and that's right. So it's a decrease of net sales and increase of expenses. And also in terms of the consumer, there will be less shipment and therefore less net sales. Yes, that's right. And also renewal, we will see some decline in renewal. Thank you very much. Let me add. Now, about dollar, so what is its sensitivity to the net sales? In one quarter, if it goes up or down by 1 yen, it will be impacting in the magnitude of 60 million yen. And in terms of euro, it will be impacting by 40 million yen. And in terms of consolidated numbers, I cannot give you a simple picture, but when I talk based on the cash payment basis, in dollar or euro, actually, it's the reverse, meaning that the impact of a dollar is less. And vis-a-vis the profit, the euro will be more impactful. And of course, we have dollar-based sales, and we have more dollar-denominated sales. That's why we are less sensitive to dollar FX rate.
Well, thank you very much for your explanation. My name is Tanaka from Nomura Securities. I also have two questions which I would like to ask. One is the first quarter guidance, sales towards the European continent. Well, depending on this, it is a minus by 1% or so compared to the previous year. And also 10% because of the weak euro and strong yen. I think one digit plus minus in terms of sales is very difficult. So in terms of large accounts, you mentioned about the contribution of the closing of the large account. Is that the one reason why you predict this number? I would like to know the rationale behind this number prediction. As you say, well, that 10% increase on a quarter-to-quarter basis. First quarter, what are the expectations in terms of center around the large accounts, consumers and SMBs? We don't have large expectation. Specifically speaking, what percent growth are we expecting? That is not disclosed. So as a nuance, that is where we see the market going. Okay, thank you very much. The second question is that marketing cost. In terms of our approach towards marketing cost, 2 years ago, in terms of 10.12 term, you were of the top line in utilizing the marketing cost. But last year, it was more focused on margin, and you have decided to compress the marketing cost. So in terms of rebate and the marketing-related strategies and your methodology by region, looking into the next annum, what do you feel? Well, marketing expense. Well, unlike the human resources, there could be more fluctuation. So depending on how much we can grow the sales, as I've said, the second quarter, we believe that we would be able to revive the sales, increase the sales. So with that, the marketing expense is based on that growth potential. So if we cannot reach the target, the marketing expense will not be increased. Okay, thank you very much.
Any other question?
Sorry,
yes.
英語説明ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much for your presentation. I am Ueno of Daiwa Securities. So, different people ask about the net sales by a region and also cost. But in terms of US and Europe, you are in surplus, and that's on page 45. And is that because of the allocation of different expenses to different regions, and because of that, the expense in Japan is increasing? Well, this is the sharing of the burden of FX. Well, in Tanshin, we are indicating different numbers. And in terms of the numbers, we have the overseas royalties, and as of January last year, we have the forex sharing mechanism. And so not only Japan, but we have four regions IPs, and the tax rate is very high in Japan. Therefore, we decided to share different expenses and costs. And we have the corporate base numbers here, and because of the ins and outs of different numbers, maybe it might be difficult to see the total picture, and in the end of the day, all the numbers must match. And in terms of IP, if it is owned by the US, Europe, it is being accounted for in the US and Europe, and also you are sharing the cost. Well, in terms of the sales, in terms of the corporate tax is applied to the profit, and we are trying to use other regions. Right now, we are actually being taxed here in Japan, and in providing explanation to the investors, it makes sense to allocate different expenses all over the region. And in terms of IP, if we concentrate here in Japan and try to pay tax only in Japan, that doesn't make sense. So we have the weighted average mechanism of sharing expenses, and i.e. the corporate tax. Well, in terms of the tax and corporate tax, those are unrelated, but we are cost sharing. That's the basic scheme. And we pay the royalty in Japan, and instead of concentrating all the IPs in Japan, we try to distribute out in different regions. And the cost-wise, in the past, the IP was concentrated in Japan, and also the cost was concentrated in Japan, but we decided to reflect the reality, which is try to share the cost as well as IP all over the regions. My last question, in terms of dividend payout ratio, it is about 55%. Well, we will try to reverse the options. So we have abundant cash, so we will have the buyback. So whether it be buyback or dividend, we are pondering upon the choice. But we want to keep the 65% payout ratio. Thank you. Any other question? Okay, no more questions. So we would like to end FY 2011 fiscal year performance presentation. I know that you are very busy, and I am very happy that you were able to attend our presentation. Thank you.